Within the large and thriving population of artists in the North Bay are some who concentrate in an exacting specialty with a long history, botanical art.
And it goes back hundreds and hundreds of years where people had to record what they saw when they went exploring around the world. So you'd go off to a foreign country and they brought botanical illustrators with them because there was no photography and plants did not survive. So it's a really old tradition that way.
Nina Anse of Sebastopol is an active member of the Northern California Society of Botanical Artists, as is Santa Rosan Elizabeth Payton, who says she was drawn to this form for two reasons.
One is the tradition of botanical art, where you're really studying the plant and learning about it in both a scientific way as well as visual. But then there's a great joy in trying to make the pencils do what you want. So it's a challenge, but very fun.
These detailed portraits of flowers, vines, fruit, even stems, seed pods, and roots are usually done with colored pencil, each requiring dozens of hours to complete. So the artists are selective about which plants they focus on.
Each of us are different. Some people, I think, definitely go for color. I'm very interested in shapes and in composition, so I look for things like that.
I think the subject chooses me. I really do. There's just moments when you see something or somebody brings a plant in or you're walking around and all of a sudden you're like, I just really want to draw that.
Over the past 4 years, both Payton and Anse have been participating in a project to document the botanical diversity within the now-restored gardens on Alcatraz. This is part of a site-specific artistic documentation of the plant life on the island called a Florilegium. And Anse explains it was very much a hands-on effort.
They take us early in the morning with the first group of workers. Sheila Fritz, the gardener who is in charge of this project, points out things that are of particular interest to her. And then after the tour, everybody gets to choose a plant that they want to take home. And Sheila gives them either cuttings or sometimes she'll actually dig up bulbs. And then we go from there.
But even in this context, adds Payton, she took her cues for subjects from the plants themselves.
I thought I had chosen 4 or 5, and then I got to the end and found what I really wanted.
Yeah.
I've done 2, and both times I chose succulents. It's sort of amazing on Alcatraz. It's a little microclimate, so things grow there that you wouldn't imagine. I mean, these are plants that were brought from South America, Africa, South Africa, in fact, some of them. So they're kind of unique in the area.
Altogether, 77 botanical artists from throughout all of Northern California contributed works to the Florilegium, which includes portraits of 124 plant species. Those images are being collected into a catalog, sales of which will help support the ongoing nonprofit Gardens of Alcatraz project. The original artworks have been shown at several locations around the bay, including an early partial exhibit on Alcatraz itself back in 2013. The full show will return to Alcatraz next October, when the National Convention of Botanical Artists gathers in San Francisco. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.